Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Vicki. How can I help you?
Hi, Vicki. I think I just talked to you about a different phone number.
Probably. So you sound familiar. What's your name?
Mary Sainert.
Yes, ma'am. I believe so.
Okay. Well, what's this one for?
I'd have to pull up your account to see. It's probably what that Evo trainer was bundled with. Maybe have your zip code, please.
63069. This one's for advanced modern trend something.
Yes, ma'am. This is what the Evo trainer was bundled with. It's called Bites Hub. It's a mobile food app. Can you verify your shipping address just for security purposes, ma'am?
4045 Tennessee Lane.
Right. Okay. This is a mobile food app, ma'am. It's called Bites Hub, and it's because you responded to a sweepstakes to win a Dyson's 11 vacuum cleaner.
Right.
Okay. They did charge you $59.89 for this on 5/21 and also on 4/21. It is a reoccurring monthly charge. They offer it for $20 a month if you want to stay in that sweepstakes, ma'am.
No, ma'am, I don't.
Okay, I'll get it canceled.
What's the name of the
it's
what's
called
the name? Bites what?
Hub. Hub. H-U-B.
Okay. Okay. Can we cancel this again, please?
Yeah, this is a different one. The other one was Evo
right.
Trainer. This is Bites Hub.
Right.
But this is how you got it bundled with the exercise app because of this. But I have a cancellation number for you when you're ready, ma'am.
I'm ready. Thank you.
Okay. It's going to be C as in cancel, 920-753-140.
Okay. And you'll cancel the one that's for the 21st, too?
Yes. Let me see. Hang on just a minute. When you say cancel, what do you mean cancel? Refund?
Well, I know you won't refund me. I have to call my credit card.
Hang on just a moment. Let me see what's going on. You said cancel the one for the 21st. You mean it?
I realize that you can't do that.
Oh, I can refund both of them to avoid you calling your credit card company. I can refund for the $59.89 twice.
And how about the one for the exercise app?
If I'm not mistaken, I think I credited that back.
You have to call $39.99.
You have to call that number back, ma'am. I can't discuss that account except for that cross-reference issue. You have to call that number back and have that account pull back up to see if it was credited. I can't remember, to be honest with you.
Okay, you gave me a cancellation number, but
yeah, but just because it's canceled doesn't mean it was credited.
Okay, so but you will credit me these other two?
Yes, I'm doing that now, ma'am. Just a moment.
Thank you.
You're welcome. It's moving mighty slow. That's all.
Oh, honey, I get that.
Okay, let's see. Okay, so I'm refunding two charges of $59.89 back to your MasterCard, ma'am. That ends in 10/21. You'll see that money back on your card in 3 to 5 business days, ma'am.
Thank you kindly.
Yes, ma'am. You're also going to receive two refund confirmation emails that I sent to MK Sinert, how do you pronounce your last name, @gmail.com.
Right.
Okay.
And who will they be coming from? Well, I'll see.
Yeah, it'll just say refund confirmation email. I'm not sure what name they're going to use.
Okay.
Okay. And
so then I have to call this other number back.
Yeah,
too,
call
right?
it back and see if I gave you credit for that one or not. Because if you didn't ask, we're not supposed to give it unless it's asked specifically for it. We don't just automatically refund. And that's their policy,
okay.
Not mine.
Okay.
Okay. Call it back and see. You're more than likely you'll get me again. Hopefully you will.
I hope so, Vicki, because you've been wonderful. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on just a moment for me, okay? I might can double check for you without you having to hang up, okay? Give me just a moment, okay?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. One moment, please. Miss Inert.
Yes.
I did refund that $39.99 back to your card, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. It went back to the same card. Well, this MasterCard ending 1021. Yes, it's the same card. And you should get all that money back on the same day. That's $39.99. I've sent you a refund confirmation for that refund as well, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'm going to have to cancel this card so they don't do any more.
Well, they won't. This company won't. More than likely, you need to take your autofill information out because they have some apps today. You can just go on it. Some sites that you can go on today. And if you have your stuff in there on autofill, they can collect your information. I would advise you do that versus canceling your card and going through all of that. That was the reason why I went ahead and canceled and refunded it. So they wouldn't, you wouldn't have to cancel your card.
So what app is this?
This one is Bites Hub, the one previous.
No, the one that I can make sure they don't use my card again.
Oh, it's not an app. You just have to go in there and take your information from being in the autofill, your credit card information. If you have it where it just autofills when you try to place an order, I would suggest you take that option off your phone and just enter it manually every time you place an order, because I'm saying they have apps out here that can collect your information without you volunteering it if you go on a certain website or you know, tap into the wrong email.
Wow. Isn't that amazing?
It really is.
Oh, I've never had this happen, but I'm sure glad I got to talk to you, Vicki.
Yes, ma'am. I just want you to know because it happened to me. That's how I know.
Okay, so on my phone where it just says autofill, I just cancel that autofill.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, I think I can do that.
Okay, all right. Is there anything else I can help you with today, ma'am?
Not that I know of, so thank you very much.
You're very welcome, ma'am. Thank you for calling Customer Support. You have a good day and stay safe, ma'am.
You too. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.